USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A Houston police officer shot and killed in the line of duty overnight. Police Chief Art Acevedo says Sergeant Chris Brewster was shot responding to a call from a woman claiming her boyfriend was assaulting her. The chief says as he lay mortally wounded, Brewster used his radio to detail the suspect's description.
Thanks to his efforts and all of the units that responded, we were able to capture the suspect at a school. He was armed with a semi-automatic pistol. We are looking for a second pistol.
The suspect ran off but was eventually arrested. Sergeant Brewster died at the hospital. North Korea is saying Sunday it's carried out a very important test at its long-range rocket launch site. The announcement coming amid dimming prospects for a resumption of nuclear talks, with the North warning it could seek a new way ahead if it fails to get major U.S. concessions by year's end. This is USA Radio News.
Friends and family, I've been telling you for quite some time how MyPillow has given me the best sleep I've ever had with my MyPillow Deluxe Pillow. Well, now, through the Radio Listener Special, there's a lot of things you can save through the MyPillow Radio Listener Special, but the best deal now is a buy one, get one free offer on the Deluxe MyPillow Premium Pillows. Pick up a MyPillow right now, and yourself and a loved one. Best way to do it. And guess what? We've talked about the 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee, but orders placed between October 15th and December 25th will have their 60-day money-back guarantee extended through March 1st, 2020. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, enter promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 for the buy one, get one free special. Two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one with that extended warranty. Do it now.
President Trump saying Israel has never had a better friend in the White House than him. Speaking at the Israeli-American National Summit in Florida, the president said the U.S. and Israel share many qualities, and he touted his support for Israel and said the U.S. stands firmly beside its ally in the Middle East. He also discussed developments in Iran, where he says,
in recent weeks, we've seen the Iranian people rising up to reclaim the noble destiny of their nation. In response, the dictatorship has killed hundreds and hundreds and probably thousands of those people.
USA Radio's John Hunt has more on another development concerning Iran.
An American graduate student who was held in an Iranian prison for more than 3 years is finally headed home today after a prisoner swap between the two countries. Zhu Wang was released in Switzerland in exchange for an Iranian citizen, Masoud Soleimani, who is being held in an Atlanta jail over accusations he violated U.S. sanctions.
USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
The Pacific Gas and Electric Company agreeing to pay $13.5 million to residents and government agencies in Northern California for damages from wildfires caused by the utility's equipment. In a statement, PG&E says the out-of-court settlement must still be approved by a U.S. bankruptcy court judge. It covers damages from the 2015 Butte Fire, the 2017 Tubbs Fire, the Northern California Wine Country Fires, also in 2017, last year's deadliest in the state's history Camp Fire, and the 2016 Ghost Ship Warehouse Fire in Oakland. The CDC says flu season has arrived early due to a strain that is not typically seen during this time of year. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention saying that the early activity is primarily being caused by a strain of the virus most commonly reported among kids and adolescents. It's already hit largely in the southern U.S. At the end of November, the CDC recorded high flu activity in Alabama, Georgia, Louisiana, Mississippi, South Carolina, Tennessee, and Texas. The agency saying flu activity is expected to continue over the next several weeks. And an interstellar comet will pass very close to the Earth later today. Astronomers say it will pass by a relatively close 190 million miles of our planet, giving astronomers a good chance to study it. It's got a tail that extends for nearly 100,000 miles. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.